never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Let's do this thing. Why not? Another day, another dollar. Maybe more than that. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Not all days do we make a dollar, but some days we make a lot more than that. You too, right? Isn't that way it goes? All right, today we're going to identify some obstacles and learn to discriminate against them. More likely, learn to discriminate against the obstacles you don't want so you get opportunities. Right? I don't know if you've noticed that sometimes it's almost like running a minefield when you're out living your day. All you want is the opportunity to get what you want, to do the things you want to do, to create what you want to create. But life throws out these minefields out there, and if you step on it, you're in trouble, right? So what do we do? Well, there is a process. I'll give you a story about that today. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006, episode 4,798. I'll never forget. I mean, if you have just discovered podcasting, and everybody, it's amazing there how many people discover what a podcast is here every single day. It's been almost 20 years since podcasts have been around. Actually, it has been 20 years. And every single day people discover it for the first time. It's the newest, greatest, coolest thing. Imagine what it felt like when nobody else knew about it. And I was one of those people, one of the very first to get a podcast launched way back. We actually launched the first one in 2005. Long time ago. And just amazing how the journey has been. So I'm glad you're here. Thanks for stopping by. My name is Scott Smith. This is one of the longest running personal development podcasts in the world. One of the very, very few podcasts that actually started when podcasting started and is still here. We're counting down to 5,000 episodes. It's taken me almost 20 years to do 5,000 episodes, and we're getting there. End of this year. Coming soon. What's that? Hang on. Siri. Oh, okay, hang on. My mom's 92, and she sent me a text message here. Listen, I got to be distracted from my mom, right? She's coming to visit in April. All right, it's a reminder. Please schedule dinner at the Polynesian Dinner Theater in Daytona Beach. I want to go to see the Polynesian Fire Show. And make sure you talk to your hairdresser about giving me a perm the first week, and the next week I need a tease and a blowout. I'm not sure what to do with that. I guess I'll talk to my hairdresser. Gabby is her name. Thanks, Ma. Appreciate that. Let's talk about some obstacles and opportunities today. Can we do that? Would that make you a little bit happy? Because I think it's a good idea. This is the biggest thing in life that that I roll into, and most people I know roll into as we go through our days trying to figure stuff out. And isn't that what it's all about, really? Just trying to figure stuff out. I talk to enough people all the time, and I know one thing for sure, and I don't care where you are in your life right now, I know you're trying to figure it out. Oh, yeah, you figured out a lot already. There's no doubt, and you'll figure out more later. But there's still something we got to figure out. So when you boil it right down to all the activities that keep us busy every single day, all the stuff you do today, even if you got up really early, grumpy today, every single thing you do is going to lead to one destination: happiness. Huh? Well, it's supposed to, right? I mean, why would you do it? You're not going to do anything not to be happy. I mean, it's not like you're going to, I mean, you could hire a scientist, and the scientist might say, nobody is going to chase down misery every day. Oh, we've all chased down misery occasionally. There's no doubt about it. Sometimes you just want to be miserable. Sometimes you just want to. You're just one of those moods. I'm not even going to explaining how that might be, but I can think in my heart right now times that, yep, I just want to be miserable. Leave me alone for a little bit. I'll get over it eventually. For the most part, whatever you do today is going to want to make you happy. You're like questioning me right here, really? I just did this. You have no idea what I did, Scott. I'm not happy. I know. That's on you, not me. I didn't make you do it. Anyway, we just have too many options, don't we? So when you have options throughout the course of day, I said a couple of weeks ago that people don't knowingly make a bad decision. I got some challenge back at my Facebook group because they were talking about addicts and stuff who do make bad decisions. I still stand by it, that we don't purposely make bad decisions. I think sometimes we just don't want to make the good one. So we just do the other thing. So I get it. Just a lot of options. They can throw you off course. It happens all the time. So my dog, his name is Levi. We have Levi and Chloe. Levi is the stud. Chloe's the basic dog. And she's a sweetie. She's a great dog. But Levi and I, for years, when I had him in dog agility training, we had a standing appointment with Mindy over the years. Mindy was a world champion dog agility trainer. Not only that, but a champion. She did it. She knew a thing about training. And she's very good at teaching us to negotiate that minefield of obstacles while running as fast as we can. And you got to imagine this. You've probably seen it on TV before where the handler and the dog go out on the field. They have the teeter-totters and the tunnels and the ramps and all that stuff. And they run as fast as they can. And most people come to me and they say, hey, Scott, how's your dog know where to go? It's amazing how your dog knows exactly where to go. I said, no, my dog has no idea where to go. That's my job. I'm the handler. I'm just out there running as fast as I can through this minefield. And if I make a mistake, we both crash and burn. And literally, I mean, we crash and burn. I've had my dog flip me on my butt more times than I can count. Dog has no idea where he's going. He just runs right into me. I don't take care of that. So we begin to run the course. The aim is to complete the course as fast as possible with no mistakes. Follow the numbers from lowest to highest, and everything will end well. Problem is, dogs don't know numbers, do they? That's my job. It's like setting a goal. Setting a mission. The goal is to get your goal as fast as possible, right? I mean, if you want to make $1 million, when do you want to do it? In 30 years or like next week? Come on, just be real. You want it next week. And if somebody could give you a course that had all the numbers that would get you $1 million next week, how fast would you run? You'd think, if you're me, it's like, well, I could do it in 3 days. That's me, man. Some people take 30 years to do it, but no, you want it fast, right? But life gets in the way, even in dog agility, and it's going to get in the way in your life as well. So Mindy, she's an expert at setting traps. Like life. Life sets traps. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Her traps are designed to distract me and pull me off course. My dog doesn't care because he's not in charge. He's just running with daddy. He gets a treat, some cheese at the end. Since a dog can't read numbers, I must discriminate between the correct and the false path. The wrong choice will cause us to go off course and not reach our goal. And I got to tell you, as we got the master's category, that was most of the course. Trying to distract us. Trying to send off in the wrong direction. Trying to tell me what to do. And I had to communicate with a dog who can't read numbers and just wants a piece of cheese. How to go do what I told him to do, which makes no sense at all. It looks like you're supposed to go that way. No, I want you to go that way and come around that way and then go that way. If you watch dog agility, you know what I'm talking about. If you live an active, growth-oriented life, you're going to encounter distractions just like that. Many people are placed in front of you, and they're well-meaning. They just put them right in front of you. People, things, they look like opportunities, but no, they're distractions, they're obstacles. That's going to cause you to veer off your course, potentially for years. And what I mean by that is you set off on an opportunity for yourself. You know what you want. You're going after it. And then suddenly, this shiny object, this squirrel runs across. Ooh, I want that. Is there something sitting at the pot, at the end of the rainbow in that big pot? If I just go around what I was going to go for, maybe I'll get that. If you negotiate a deal on a new home that leaves you underwater, you're off course from the start, aren't you? If you enter a relationship that doesn't match your values, you will have no numbers to follow. You can't get there. Setting a well-defined goal is the first step in knowing the difference between opportunities and obstacles. There's no doubt about that. It is a skill that will serve you well. So you need to become really good at obstacle discrimination. And you need to be really good at looking at the world. These are opportunities. Is it an opportunity or is it an obstacle? Is it something that will get me closer to my goal or get me off my goal? You need to become really good at figuring out the order of the numbers, what direction it goes, and go just that way and only that way. And the only way you can possibly avoid all these obstacles that will get in your way and pull you off track is to know what the track is. Once you know where you're going, then you pay attention. when the curves come, the distractions come, and everything else. And then you have to learn the skill set to be able to navigate around these crazy things that will happen to you. Now, I know I'm supposed to get this way, but no, go that way, then come around this, go under that, go over that, and then we can go that way. You got to get good at doing that. If not, you're just running in circles and eating a lot of cheese. Because I got to tell you, just like in life, whether the dog does it right or wrong, the dog doesn't know. He just wants his cheese. That's life. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. I'm there. Come hang out. If you got some time, I know you're busy with spring break. And if you really want to get some serious coaching and really turn your life upside down and in a good way, FaceYourPassion.com. Check it out.